Love Letter to the Gulf Coast Oil Spill. The photos taken from helicopters are really quite beautiful. The weird orange waves, the way it bends back like a spinal cord. It isn't that I am not sympathetic to the ocean, but it touches the tips of birds, taking them from naked to casket. I've always been attracted to power in that way, fortressing my house with brick fences and mines, the abusive burn victims as boyfriends, building a garden all spring only to maniacally cover it in poison at the season's end. I wonder how the oil sounds when it speaks, perhaps quiet as a star, perhaps sad as a Wurlitzer. Perhaps it just wants to go home, moans and cries for its mother. Maybe it is not what it seems. Its dark marigold is its way of saying, don't leave me because of who I am. And animals are dying and the algae has crumbled up in the shape and color of human blood. I find within all the salvage and darkness that it has fingers. I touch them lightly like I would touch the skeleton of a person that I once loved, frightened and hoping this one doesn't belong to me, but it does.